opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. As we come up against the final weekend of the Major League Baseball's first half before the All-Star break, we have argued about a lot of things. We've complained about a lot of things. I'm here to give you what I believe, some of which I might be guilty of, the five lamest things to care about in baseball in this town.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Arguing in favor of analytics and pitch counts. I don't know why, Tiki, this really popped up with the Clark Schmidt stuff. Anytime somebody argues like in favor of the new school approach, just watch the games.
Right, and it's now come back for the David Peterson part. Now, that's not the reason that he was pulled by and that last start yesterday in the early game. But it is something that people think about.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's what was weird about Mendy's excuse, because
it wasn't about the pitch count.
But he mentioned the inning.
I know.
That's what's so backwards about it.
It was almost like he was saying, well, I don't want to go through the fourth time through the line. I was like, okay, but he's basically dominating them the first three times through. So why are you worried about it? Especially the back end of the lineup.
And a good thing for Mendy to keep in mind with that, I was mad at myself for not thinking of this today, because it still bothered me, or yesterday when we brought about it in real time. You have to ask yourself when you're a manager, what does that manager want me to do? And in the Orioles dugout yesterday at 90 pitches, they wanted him to go to Ryan Stanek to pop up Gunnar Henderson and go.
Right.
So that's why going to the eighth inning. But anyway, how could you want somebody to throw more than 90 pitches? What are you doing arguing in favor of this? You watch baseball your life too. All right, here we go.
Number four.
The number four lamest thing to care about in baseball in this town is which stadium has better food. Oh, this argument doesn't end. Every time you get, it's so much better than Yankee Stadium, huh? Oh, you have the low bells at Yankee Stadium. So much better than what they got going on at Citi Field.
You know why I don't care about that?
Because you just want to be in a suite eating whatever they give you.
No, because they all have the same beer.
Oh, good point.
He wants a liquid dinner, a wet lunch.
Loogie knows me well.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I know they're a sponsor of the station. This has nothing to do with it. At both stadiums, the Tall Boy Surfsides this year. Mwah.
And Tiki, in the rare breed of somebody that has consumed a martini at a baseball game.
Yes, sir.
Not a lot of people out there that have had a martini at a baseball game.
Sir.
I've witnessed Teak, you know, pour down one of those.
No.
Thank you, Cadillac Club.
It's not just have a martini at a baseball game. It's not look lame having a martini at a baseball
right.
game.
Right. It looks so cool doing it.
Exactly. He's doing it. You're watching him doing it. You're going, oh, I'm drinking a beer. I should be having a martini.
Diet Coke doesn't go down as so well.
888-808-1019. All right. Next.
Number three.
I forgot we were in the middle of Cinco. I was ready to take a call. Number three, the lamest thing to care about baseball in this town. MVP races. And this goes for Yankee fans. Mm. You Yankee fans embarrassed me as a Yankee fan this week with Cal Raleigh in town. And I saw it last night when he didn't get the tag down on Volpe. People go, oh, you want to be the MVP? Oh, you want to be the MVP? We're better than that. We should be better than that. If Aaron Judge doesn't win an MVP, who cares? Honestly.
By the way, he's He's only two home runs behind. Everything else, he's beaten him by 100 points. So, what's the point? What are we even talking about?
And keep this in mind if you are arguing about the MVP this week on social media or calling. They announce the stupid MVP award 4 weeks after baseball season ends. And what do we say every time these awards come out?
Don't even care.
We're in the midst of football conversation and football talk. And the last thing we care about is what Aaron Judge did in July and whether that referee, whether that meant an MVP or not.
Does the NFL do it the same way?
No, they have the honors show right before the Super Bowl.
Right before the Super Bowl. Yep.
Okay, so they do it while the
champion,
playoffs.
Yeah, the champion's not even crowned yet.
Right.
Baseball's, once the World Series ends, we have done.
Right.
300 days of baseball.
Right.
We're good. We're good. All right, here we go.
Number two.
This goes for Yankee fans next week and goes for Met fans in the past. The number two lamest thing to care about baseball in this town is if your team's player wins the home run derby. I'm going to warn Yankee fans right now. If Jazz goes on a run in this home run derby.
Popularity.
It is.
I'm selling jerseys. Look, what are you talking about?
I told you earlier and I admit it. I am rooting for Jazz to get eliminated quickly because I don't want any sign of a bad swing or home run. You do what you want to do, Yankee fans. You root for Jazz and that's your guy. And I love Jazz. Go ahead. Root for him. Don't be out there going, oh, guy won the home run derby, because you sound like little brother when you do that. All right.
It's more of a child thing, though. Like my son, he's under 12. He would love that, you know?
Yeah. Scones. I think you're right, Scones.
Yeah, it's a child thing.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
Scones, obviously, I would hope anybody listening to the Cinco de Five-O understands. Well, if you were an 11-year-old out there, by all means, roof a Jazz and go nuts and brag about it.
I'm just reiterating the obvious. That's all.
But 43-year-old Tony sitting in section 203, you better not be flapping your gums about Jazz and the home run derby. All right, here we go.
Number one.
And the number one lamest thing to care about in baseball in this town is whether a player on your team got snubbed from the All-Star game. I mean, who cares?
Right.
My God. Snubs from the All-Star team. Be thankful that you guys are risking further injury.
You just spent an hour and a half the other day bellyaching about Juan Soto making it about the money because he was snubbed during the All-Star game, and here we are, 48 hours later telling us not to care about it. But you cared about it.
No.
Yeah.
You cared about it.
No, you cared about it.
No. You cared about it.
You cared about it because you brought it up.
I brought up his comment on why he wasn't going to the All-Star game.
But why did he make that comment?
Because he cared about money.
No. He made the comment because he was asked about it. He was asked, how do you feel about being snubbed out of the All-Star game? So people care because they wouldn't ask if they didn't think people cared.
And I'm saying it's lame to care about it.
Really?
So enjoy. Yeah.
Back to the home run derby. Do you remember? You were born what year?
1987.
So let's say you're 10 years old. So 97. Do you remember who won the home run derby?
Tino Martinez.
You're right. I had to go back and look because I remember that Mark McGwire won it. That was right before my senior year.
Was that Fenway?
I believe so. But
No, Jack Murphy Stadium.
Oh, San Diego. Okay.
Yeah. So, but I remember all of these names and I look at these. Cal Ripken won it.
Mm-hmm.
Sandberg won it. Juan Gonzalez won it. Ken Griffey Jr. won it. Frank Thomas, Barry Bonds, Tino Martinez, as you're talking about. So all the way up to how I graduated and getting Griffey won it my first year when I was here.
Okay.
After my first season here in New York. But after that, you start to lose names.
It's like dunk contest vibes.
Yes. So once you get into 2005 or 6, it just becomes different. Now, David Wright was there in 2006, but it's like...
Yeah, but David Wright, we cared in New York.
Right.
You're reading that list in St. Louis, you're like, David Wright?
Yeah.
And that's not to disrespect David Wright, but that's more of a New York star than he is.
I agree.
Whatever. I know people are screaming he was Captain America. The other one, and here's another perfect. If Josh Hamilton doesn't have that home run derby at Yankee Stadium, does anybody remember that Josh? You know what I mean? If that took place, I'm going to say St. Louis again.
Right.
Josh Hamilton has that night in St. Louis. I don't think it's as iconic. It happened because it was the last thing happening in the old Yankee Stadium. So the venue is why we remember that more than anything.
Right.
I don't even remember where the last five All-Star games were.
Location-wise, Seattle was 2 years ago.
I have no memory.
L.A. was a few.
All right, so last year it was Globe Life Field.
Texas.
That was in New Texas.
Right. And then the year before that, it was T-Mobile Park.
That's Seattle.
Yep, Seattle. And then Dodger Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And then Coors Field.
Mm-hmm.
And then Progressive Field before that.
Okay.
Those are the back-to-back Alonzo, Coors, and Progressive.
I barely remember them.
And then Nationals Park, where Bryce Harper won the home run derby.
I don't remember. I have zero memory of Bryce Harper winning a home run derby. Either.
Aren't we due for one? Has there been one at the new Yankee Stadium? No, right?
Tommy, that was the thing. No, it was not. You walked me into the next point. New York got them very close together because they made sure they closed
When were they?
The Citi Field one was
2013. Yes.
2013 was the Mets. 2008. 2008 was the
SATs. That's
right. 2008.
So they made the last year of Yankee Stadium the All-Star Game, and I remember living here, and that was cool, and that was the time I really cared about because I was like 21 years old, and then Citi Field got one early on. But I think enough time has passed now. It's 2025.
Well, it's a new stadium. They got to put one at the new Yankee Stadium. They have to. That's absurd.
Usually that's a staple of opening a new stadium is you get an All-Star Game very early. The Yankees obviously got punished because they had one to close the old stadium. But think about how long it has been now. The stadium has been open 16 years. They can't get in a rotation. How many Coors Field World All-Star Games do we need?
Right.
One of the most iconic All-Star Games was that one in Yankee Stadium. Didn't it go like 17 innings?
Yeah, Trevor Hoffman blew a save in a big spot.
Are you
shocking.
Serious? Joe Mauer scored. Justin Morneau, yep. I think, scored the winning run. One of them. One of those twins. I was at the game, so I remember being there. Yeah. 16
that
innings.
Many innings?
I think so. I think it was 16 innings or 17 innings.
I have no memory of that. The only one I remember the extra innings was the end of them counting, the tie. That was Milwaukee.
Yeah,
I
with
think.
Vicente Badillo, whatever his name was. Yeah.
Well, you even remember the pitchers.
I just remember that because it was, like the Scone said, that was kind of the end of when it went from the ties, and then they did the dopey, you know, you get the home field advantage.
Home field, right.
Oh, right. That didn't end the home field advantage. That started the home field advantage.
I'm just like, I cannot believe that the new Yankee Stadium hasn't had an All-Star game.
They should. Didn't Philly have one recently? I remember saying to myself, the Philly one?
Philly's next year.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
Next year.
So the Yankees aren't even on. Are they, like, how does that go? Do you, like, bid on it? Like, how does that work? Like, because, like, with Super Bowls, a rotation. I don't know how the All-Star game thing works.
Usually, I think they're worked into when you build new stadiums. But once they run out of the new stadiums, like, Philly's been open for a long time. Has Citizens Bank had one before? Is this going to be the second one? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
And I think it's Wrigley in 2027, I think.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll be a cool venue. But, yeah, I don't remember these things in real time, which is why don't care about All-Star games and moments. Like, just catch yourself in the moment. Juan Soto not going to this All-Star game in 10 years, you're not going to remember that he did not go to this All-Star game.
Robbie Cano won a home run derby.
As a Yankee?
Yes.
What?
In 2011.
Really?
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
Where was that?
Chase Field?
Robbie Cano
won
a home run derby as a Yankee at Chase Field? See, I remember Tino because I was a kid, and I only remember the Judge because people bring it up all the time, but right. I don't really remember it.
And Stanton won one as a Yankee, too, I believe.
Yeah, Stanton.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was that one? I just saw it. Now I can't.
Miami, maybe? Oh, that would be funny if you went back. No, I know Stanton won one with the Yankees. I don't remember.
Stanton won at Petco Park in 2016.
Wow.
No, but he was a Marlin.
Oh, he was a Marlin.
Okay, he was a
Marlin. I thought he won it as
and
a Yankee.
And then the
I
next
apologize.
Year, Judge won it.
I don't know if I'm proud of myself that I don't remember all this, or it's a bad thing that I don't remember all this. But I'd much rather remember these regular season memories. 888-808-1019. Angel in the Bronx. Angel, what's up?
What up, Angel?
Fellas, good afternoon. Happy birthday, Evan. I know he's not there, but still want to shout him out.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to talk Yankees. I have a home run prediction.
Okay.
And I'm going to go for the underdog because everybody's hating on him. And it's Billy Joel, Bobblehead Day. He has a song called Moving Out. And in parentheses is Anthony's song. Who do you think I'm talking about?
Anthony Volpe.
Anthony Volpe is going to hit a home run today. Bucket.
All right. Book it.
Yeah.
Anthony Volpe. Look, we are pretty good about making money
you
on this
feel
show.
That one?
Not at all. Not in the slightest. That is
he just
one
hasn't been swinging the bat well enough.
No, there's no way.
There's not any of these. Oh, that one was close.
Right.
We got that solid.
I'm not saying it's a bullpen game. Also, I'm not saying there's no way he hits a home run. There's no way I'm betting him to hit a home run.
Right.
I do not feel that in my bones at all. Because even last night, that slide was incredible. Yankee win of the year. Let's face it, he's on second base because he's the ghost runner that gets him to third base.
He got out at the end of the.
He had brutal at bats all night.
I know.
Come on, Zach in Florida. Zach, what's up?
Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. I always say that the most underrated injury the Mets had this season was A.J. Minter. Because now you look at the Mets bullpen, and their top lefty is Dickie Lovelady.
Right.
And people love to kill Mendy for whatever decisions he makes in the bullpen. But look at what he's working with. There's just no way that the Mets can go into the postseason and face Ohtani and Harper with the guys they have in the bullpen.
No, you're right about that, Zach. But I think the reality is, no matter how you want to look at that first game yesterday, whether he should have left David Peterson and try to get through the hit that he gave up at the top of the eighth inning, or you want to bring in Ryan Stanek with a clean you know, inning as opposed to giving him, you know, a guy on base, and then he just can't find the strike zone. He ends up walking guys and giving up a home run. Like, those type of things frustrate you. But at the same time, Ryan Stanek has just got to close that out.
That's it.
He's supposed to be your one of your high leverage relievers. And so we can kill Mindy all we want, and we are, and justifiably so. He didn't want to talk about it. He wanted to kick it to the lineup, who was 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. But the reality is, guys just got to perform.
No question.
Period. Ryan Stanek has to perform in that moment.
Now, to that point, when we started the year, he's right. A.J. Minter was brought here to be a big arm, and they also thought Dednell Nunez after the year he had last year, and they don't have either of those guys. But that's also part of bullpenning in Major League Baseball. Guys have up and down years. Injuries happen all the time. Look, David Stearns is going to address this.
When are they they're getting Raley back, right?
When's he due back?
I don't know. I know. I feel like I heard it somewhere that he's making his way back, but still,
I haven't heard his name in a while come across the surface on Twitter. But yeah, but again, we know they're going to add. They are going to add to that.
They almost have to.
They have to. And let's be honest, they should be blessed with Brazoban giving them the year they had too, because that was a complete wild card pickup last year. Aiden in Amityville. Aiden, what's up?
Hey guys, I just heard something from Sean a little earlier about Clemson, and honestly, I just wanted to dispel this fiction once and for all.
What is that?
You're right that more kids from the college or from Northeast are coming down to Southern schools, but Clemson's just, I mean, the only place to go out there is like some subpar sushi bar. If you don't like sushi, I mean, you're out of luck.
What, at Clemson?
Meanwhile, they play in the ACC. How are you a Southern school that doesn't even play in the SEC?
Thanks.
Now you're taking a shot at the ACC, which is my conference.
Exactly. Tiki doesn't need that. And look, I don't know about the surrounding restaurants at Clemson. I'm sorry I didn't study if there was a Fridays making potato skins around there. I was rattling off big schools in the South.
Right.
I didn't pretend that I visited all those campuses.
Hold on, let's get Rob. Rob's daughter is going to Clemson. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today? Great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, anyway, I mean, my daughter's at Clemson now. She's a freshman. She'll be a sophomore this year. You know, and I'm a New Yorker. I've been to my share of World Series games, All-Star games, playoff games. You have not experienced a football game until you've gone to one of these games down south. It's insane. I had no idea what I was getting myself into when I went to the first game down there this year. It was insanity. I mean, it was people
You know what's funny? Because obviously I went to UVA and we played Clemson. It wasn't that way when I was playing.
Really?
Because they weren't great. I mean, they had a couple of good teams over the year, but it wasn't the thing you went to go do at Clemson University.
And one of the
Dabo got there, and it's like, holy crap, look at this place. And,
Rob, does your daughter like sushi down there, by the way?
Oh, no, there's a steakhouse down there. Okay, what's the name of that steakhouse? Rick Irwin Steakhouse? Oh, my God, it's amazing. It's good to see a Lugan. But anyway, you know, my theory on all these Northeast kids going there is that, you know, all us 50-year-old dads have been so frustrated with our football teams the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years that, like, it's our football for the year. Like, we were all Jets, Giants.
That's
Jets
interesting.
And Giants.
I like that
year.
Take.
Hey, wait, Rob. I was going to ask him a question. I was going to ask him if he pushed his daughter to go there then.
I wonder if people do that.
I mean,
you're right. Man, I tell you.
Hey, honey, Alabama looks great.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation. The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can now see myself, Tiki. You have obviously two daughters.
You should go check out University of Texas. It could be great. The Longhorns, hook 'em horns.
I'm 13 and 12 years away from my kids going to college, which is a scary sight to even think about.
Right.
I'm starting to think if, like, 2 years out, I start looking at, like, the transfer portal and going, sweetheart, what do you think about Arkansas?
To Rob's point and his take, I love the NFL. We all love the NFL. Even if the Giants and Jets were great, to me, there's no better scene in all of sports than college football.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best. Not,
for everything.
The biggest stadiums, like Tennessee, Michigan. Who else are the 100? That 100,
LSU. 000? LSU. Michigan.
Ohio State.
Right? Ohio
these
State.
These places are massive.
Dude, it's
Alabama,
just,
Auburn.
Penn State. Is Penn State over 100 now?
Happy Valley. They get a lot.
They get a lot.
They got 70, 80.
Yeah.
Either way, the reason I love college football, and I know not everybody in the Northeast does, I love not having an affiliation with a team, mm-hmm. and I could just sit there on a Saturday.
College team, you mean?
A college
team.
Yeah,
of course.
Watch the big games, throw a couple bucks on it, crush beers, and it is so, to a point, depending on how much you gamble, stress-free compared to the Giants from screaming every third down at a throw in the dirt.
Right. You have a dog in the fight.
Exactly. It's
and,
refreshing.
And the scenes, especially under the lights on all the places we just mentioned. Oh. And I just got to know what the spillage is after the game. Like that spillage in the student section is just.
Yeah. You know where Zoo went? He mentioned yesterday, and I've heard it's a great time too, West Virginia.
Ah. Dude, Vanderbilt, you're right near Broadway in Nashville. Like there's some places that are sneaky.
That's
good.
Where they carried the field goal post last year.
Tulane is near New Orleans. Like there's some sneaky good colleges.
There are. All right. Who is this weekend bigger for? The Yankees or the Mets to come away with a Subway Series to come away with a series win entering the All-Star break. Me and Tiki will discuss and get your thoughts at 888-808-1019. Yankee pregame coming up in about an hour from now, 6:25 Eastern. Our boy Pat Boyle, I think, is doing Yankee pre and post all weekend. I believe new voice you
the
get to hear there.
The lines outside
Yankee Stadium were apparently enormous for this Billy Joel bobblehead.
Right.
There's already one on sale Facebook Marketplace for $125.
You did it?
Come on, man.
Even you have it yet? How do you have it?
Because the gates open at 5 o'clock.
Look, yeah.
$125. One's already listed for.
Well, that's cool. That's a cool bobblehead.
It's a very cool bobblehead. But, man, that's not the spirit of the giveaway. The spirit of the giveaway is you get to a game early, you get something cool. People ruin everything. Mm-hmm. These collectors ruin everything. You need to stand in line at Yankee Stadium and make your ticket back to sell the bobblehead? Come on, man. It is Billy Joel bobblehead. There is another giveaway I'm interested to get Tiki's thoughts on probably as we close out the show. 6:25 Eastern is Yankees pre. All right. This weekend, the Mets and Royals off that doubleheader sweep. The Mets sitting a game and a half out. They are playing the Phillies, I'm sorry, are playing the San Diego Padres this weekend, meaning every Met loss this weekend will result in unfortunate ground in either the division if the Phillies win.
Right.
Or the wild card when you think of where the Padres are lurking in that wild card race. So that you're in a spot this weekend, again, where if you lose a game to the Royals, you will lose a game with one of those two teams, depending on which avenue.
One way or another. You're losing something.
The Yankees have righted the ship, so to speak, but they are still trailing the Toronto Blue Jays, who are playing the crappy A's of Sacramento, even though we won't call them Sacramento Just the A's. But they're playing a more difficult opponent than the Royals, who look like sellers, in the Chicago Cubs. I think it's important for both teams to try to find a way to win a series, two out of three, because, you know what, everything that they've been through the last couple weeks, I'm a big believer in end the first half on a note. I do believe, though, this is a far more important weekend for the New York Mets than it is for the New York Yankees. Number one, Yankees, again, interleague play. Yeah. I think enough of what they did and enough of what they said this week has us feeling good. Doesn't mean you want to go get your clock cleaned and get swept and undo everything, but I feel okay in understanding, you know, at some point the Jays are going to come back to earth.
Right.
Yankees are well settled into the wild card as well. If you look at that American League, the Mets, you know, you have a bad weekend here. It is not a given, even if they don't win the division, that the Mets are going to make the playoffs in the National League with that wild card. So to me, Tiki, I look at everything involved with this weekend and knowing what happened yesterday, what's happened this week with these teams. This is a much more important weekend to end the first half on a good note for the New York Mets than it is the New York Yankees this week.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that, especially when you look at, you know, where they are. Because if they do well and they win, and let's say the Phillies lose, they can easily recapture the division. But if they lose and they're out of the division, the Padres are only three games back of them right now. And so it just becomes, I'm trying to see, have they played the Padres yet?
Yes.
I'm forgetting that.
I don't know where. I feel like, Tommy, help me out here. The Mets played the Padres this year, didn't they? I feel like that was an early season series.
I know they play him again.
But I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't think they do because they play him in September, and that's the Iglesias.
Oh, you're right.
Right. That's right. They have not played them yet. And
then they play him at the end of July.
So the thing with the Padres is if they lose ground to the Padres, there's a chance to make it up.
True.
Right? But it's losing ground against the Phillies that creates, you know, the issue, the problem.
Right.
Now, I've never been one to say, that, especially in baseball now with the extra wild card, to harp on winning division, win the division, win the division, win the division. We've seen too many teams not win divisions, get into the postseason, and just get hot at the right time. Whether that's getting healthy, which could be on the table for the Mets, especially with Kodai Senga coming back and Sean Manaea, et cetera. You get healthy at the right time and go on a run, then anything can happen for you. And so while you're concerned about the Padres now, you're also, you realize you got them in the future as well.
Right.
Head to head, that you have them in the future. It's more of, for the Mets, just getting right. They've been so inconsistent, right? And the only reason they feel right at this point is because of the Yankee series, the Subway series, where the Yankees just couldn't find ways to win any of those games. And so the Mets just got hot, or at least it felt like they were hot. But then you see them in this Baltimore series. I know Baltimore has been better as of late, but there's no way they should lose two out of three out of that series. I mean, they should have swept that series. Swept it, but at least took two out of the three because they had a bullpen game in game three of that series. But now you feel worried again.
Yeah. It felt like the Pirates series to a lesser extent as well.
Right.
And here's the other reason it's important for the Mets. This should be a momentum boost. Kodai Senga tonight, and in whatever order they choose to pitch Clay Holmes and Sean Manaea, seeing Sean Manaea for the first time this weekend, you want to end this weekend going, hey, we got our two top pitchers back.
Yes.
We won a couple games. Let's go. We're done with our tinkering phase.
It'll bring a lot of confidence.
Confidence back. You go
just
lose.
Just like Cam Schlittler brought to the Yankees. Now,
Absolutely. He's
not coming back, but you'd been anticipating him.
Absolutely.
And it just brought some confidence because you got a good starting outing.
And the Met fan has been anticipating getting these two to get them back in the same weekend, too. If you fumbled around and got swept this weekend or lost two out of three and maybe Manaea gets hit hard or Senga is a little off, again, this doesn't mean sky is falling on either one of these teams. We know it's baseball. I think it's more important considering the opponents and everything going on that the Mets find a way out of this and not make us feel like that Yankees series was more of the outlier over the last month than anything. The Yankees, look, I'm not going to be happy. I'll be the first one screaming and yelling on Monday if they get swept. So I'm not making it out like this isn't a big deal. But I do feel better as a Yankee fan based on the sweep with the Mariners, the way they've had it, the moxie of it, that I live if they lose two out of three a little more than I think a Met fan would this weekend. But maybe I'm wrong. 888-808-1019. Gabe and Wayne. Gabe, what's up, man?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Sean, I love you, man. I love you to death. Really, I do.
I appreciate it.
I got a question.
I got a question, your Yankees fandom, though, man. How do you forget Robbie Cano winning the home run derby in 2011? Dude, his dad was pitching to him.
I have no memory of
that. That was some Field of Dreams moment right there, man. Like, I called my dad up after that home run derby, and I was like, Dad, do you want to have a catch? Like, that's just, like, so sentimental,
Gabe,
man.
How old are you, Gabe? Gabe, didn't someone ask
him? I'm 34 today, so I was 20
happy birthday.
In 2011.
You're the same birthday as Evan? That's
yeah, awesome. Wow. 7-Eleven, happy birthday, Gabe.
Someone else did that, too. Dad pitching to him. Didn't someone else do that?
It says, maybe I'm just thinking of Cano, and I didn't remember that at all. Oh, well, you know who's doing it? Jazz is doing it.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure that's what I just read.
I mean, that is a cool moment. I feel like it happened some other time, unless I'm also remembering the Robinson Cano.
I might have
Bryce Harper. That's right. Bryce Harper's dead.
The boys from SNY chimed in with that one. I don't want to take credit.
Right. Bryce Harper?
That's the one I'm thinking of, because obviously Bryce Harper is like a golden child. Yeah.
Look, you want to question my Yankee fan? Then question my Yankee fandom. I don't want to sound like an old... I'm telling you not to like what you don't like. I don't give a crap about the home run derby. I only give a crap if a guy
only
gets hurt.
Only if it's one guy, if it's someone on your team.
Yes. And I also have lost... Where I started to lose interest in the home run derby is where they started to overcomplicate it.
Well, it's the rules. I don't understand the rules.
Come on, man. It's 10... If you swing 10 times and you don't hit a home run, those are your 10 outs, you're done.
Right.
Why did you have to overcomplicate the home run derby? I don't get it. Jazz, by the way, said he just wants to have fun in the home run derby. He won't be practicing for it. Quote, the only person who really needs to practice is my stepdad, who will be throwing to him.
Oh, that's cool.
So I think that's cool. So we'll have that moment with stepdad. Also, I give Jazz this much credit. You're not going to practice for it.
I told you. It
makes me feel a little better.
He's not trying to win the thing. He's just going to have fun.
He also
enjoy it.
He also said he isn't concerned about his shoulder in the home run derby. When Aaron Boone was asked if he was, the manager said, quote, I hope not, and that Chisholm is in a good place physically. Boone called the derby a, quote, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that players should get to decide. I agree with him. Mm. I'm not mad that Jazz is choosing to do this.
Jazz is not going to get asked every year.
Right. I want to make it clear. I'm just not. I'm rooting for an early exit. I want him to have his moment because I just don't want to risk any injury. He's far too important. 888-808-1019. Jay and Hazlitt. Jay, what's up?
Okay. I love you guys. I'm going to start by saying that.
You know, that usually comes with a butt.
Right. Give me the butt.
In a city full of obnoxious Yankee fan comments, to say that Josh Hamilton's home run derby was only remembered because it was in Yankee Stadium and not because he was a recovering drug addict and alcoholic who was out of the game for years.
Jay, that was a part of it. Jay, that was a part of a legendary story.
I didn't even remember it was in Yankee Stadium.
Really? Right. Jay, man, I'm sorry. Yes. And the Josh Hamilton story was incredible at the time.
It's funny, because if you told me Josh Hamilton, I would remember more the alcohol recover story.
All right.
Not the home run derby.
Well, I remember that too, but I remember everybody thinking the home run, because he was mashing that in the last year of Yankee Stadium, this last special event.
Yeah.
And it was like the ghosts of Ruth dancing around.
Was there a Yankee in that home run derby?
I don't remember that either. I only remember Josh Hamilton. Josh Hamilton didn't even win, right?
I don't think he did. I thought he lost in the finals that year.
Yeah, he fizzled out. He ran out of gas. He definitely did. I don't know who he lost to, but he definitely did not win.
Evan's on his European vacation, so I'll take over his role here. What kind of fan are you? What kind of fan are you?
Me?
Yeah, you know when he kind of catches you, because you guys fight for who's the bigger fan or whatever. So when you do stuff like this, you go, what kind of fan are you? I don't know. A fan that forgets something that happened 45 years ago?
Yeah, I don't know.
A normal human? I don't remember who won, but I believe Hamilton did not win.
Yeah,
but he might have. I don't know.
I don't think it's taken away from Josh Hamilton's story. That was certainly part of it, but when you think Josh Hamilton home run derby, you think Yankee Stadium. You think of the venue. You think of the ghosts of Ruth. There was a whole thing there. 888-808-1019.
That was 08.
Oh, right? Wait. Who won it?
Justin Morneau.
That's incredible.
Right.
Say another thing.
Well, the more you know, the more you don't know.
So this is exactly
the point.
Let's go. For Gabe to go, oh, what kind of Yankee fan are you not remember Robbie Cano? Because I don't give a crap who wins the home run derby.
You just stepped all over my great dad joke. That was the best one I ever had.
That was a good one.
What I didn't pick up on.
So, you said the more you know.
Justin Morneau won, and I said, well, the more you know, the more you
I don't get it.
Now you know. The more you know.
Justin Moore, no.
Oh,
yes.
Is this Freaky Friday now where I'm you, you're me?
I
mean, you're kind of, you know.
How are you not cool like
that? Wow.
I thought that was like my best one.
That should have been easy.
I remember the more you know on TV. I didn't think of the more you know and more no. I'm grading that a D+.
Oh, you are. So you're like the French judges in the figure skating. You're totally biased.
It's only because he didn't get it. That's why.
But I think to Sean's point about the Yankee Stadium, and this is just, this is viewer driven. The most watched home run derby in Major League Baseball history was 2008 at Yankee Stadium.
Thank you. Because it was about the venue.
Right.
The stadium was closing.
Right.
That's why it was so unique. And you're watching the guy just hit bombs.
The second is Aaron Judge's victory in Marlins Park in 2017.
Oh, that's where Aaron Judge won that?
Yeah.
Did they even sell out?
Probably not.
Awful. Rose in Queens. Rose, what's up?
Hey, Rose.
Hey, Tiki, I got to tell you, a big giant fan. Love watching you play.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. But, Sean, I agree with you. I don't think any Yankees should be in the home run thing because when Judge won, he came home and he went to the biggest slump ever.
Thank you, Rose. I didn't remember what he did after the home run derby because I forgot he won, but thank you for backing me on that.
did he nothing when he came home. Nothing. But this Fab Four thing,
go ahead.
I think it was a shot towards the Yankees because we had the core four.
Oh, I didn't
and
even think of
the
that.
The only thing he could come up with is Fab Four. I'm really thinking it's a shot at the Yankees.
Oh,
because
that's new.
They can't be the only ones to have a
Rose. Rose throwing a swerve out
Rose, we need you calling more to Evan and Tiki. That was great.
She's thinking in ways that we're not even paying attention to.
You know?
That, I mean,
there's some merit.
That is Met Trolley.
It would be.
That is Evan Roberts-like.
To
troll the Yankees.
To try to get a jump that we have our own kind of thing. We signed Soto. Mm. He's a part of our four.
Yeah.
And he stumbled in not caring about Michigan or the Beatles and making us argue like idiots about it.
Right.
I like it. I will give Steve Cohen credit, though. He obviously had Yankee premonitions. We brought up the tweet he had last night, the K-I. We didn't know. He was trying to spell K-I-N-G for King Judge because of the walk-off last night.
Right.
So thank you, Steve, for knowing that was coming.
By the way, I know $1 I didn't say King Judge. But again, this is when he wasn't king, so.
Yeah, I agree. See, that's what I was saying.
I've let a couple slide today. Sean had a few of them earlier. During the Cinco, I want to say, you mentioned his name several times.
Did
without I? The king in front of it, yeah.
You know, Evan should cover all our tabs, if we're being honest. Well, he came up with a stupid rule.
It's his birthday. He pays.
That's
your own birthday.
I think it's stupid. I think we have to get rid of this, to be honest with you.
We'll have an intervention with Evan when he comes back.
Yeah, we're going to have a vote on this.
Although I won't be here then. Summer of Evan and Tiki continues. 888-808-1019. Vernon in Atlanta. Vernon, what's up?
Hey, Vernon.
The Evening Fat Ford Show. Loogie, Maraz, Barbara, and Robert.
Yeah.
Fat Ford. But anyway, man, before I get on my point, right, I want to say that Sean,
yeah,
the shirts was off the chain, man. Tiki is stepping your game up, man, on dressing.
I'm telling
Keep
you.
Fruit Week, baby. Fruit Week. You may not know, these are little pineapples on my shirt today.
Wow, I didn't even notice those.
I completed a full week of fruit, man.
I love
Two oranges, three pineapples. Upside down and regular.
Tiki.
What up?
Hey, Tiki, the World Cup is down here next year, man, in Atlanta.
It is.
You didn't know that?
It's everywhere. It's all across North America, so it'll be in Atlanta. I think the final is here, though.
Yes.
The final is up in at MetLife. But it'll be everywhere. And Atlanta.
Yeah,
Atlanta soccer culture is big, though.
Mercedes-Benz, they do a great job in there.
Oh, man, they got the Beehive down here running crazy. Man, I'm trying to stay from downtown area, man. I do lifts, so
watch yourself.
I'm trying to stay from down there.
Watch yourself, Vernon.
But I think the Yankees need to win due to the fact that we're two games behind. We need that momentum going into the All-Star break. You know, and once we come back, man, we should have a new third baseman and whatever Cashman decide he want to get. You know what I'm saying? I'm about sick of Cashman, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Yankee fan for 56 years. I got to put up with this the last so many decades.
Vernon, I appreciate the call. Now, I'm just going to warn you, you're not going to come back from the All-Star break with a new third baseman. It's going to be a couple weeks for that.
Right.
But, yeah, there's Vernon, upset.
If they have a great series against the Cubs, Look, they did against them.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Marlins, we know how that makes you feel. If they have it also against the Cubs, who are 55-win team right now, top of the Central, then you'll really feel better going into the All-Star.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, it's who you beat and when you beat them. That's what matters.
No doubt about it. And I don't want the Yankees to undo all what they just built up for a week. I will have concerns. Again, I'm not going to be hypocritical. I'll come on here Monday and I'll have problems. I'm just looking at the two franchises right now, and every week seems to be a new story. Right. And I'm trying to think of who would feel more negative about their team going into the break, knowing the Yankees at least have a little padded backup goodwill.
I hear you, but the reason the Yankees, if they lose two out of three, let's say they lose this series, the Cubs are damn good, man.
Yes.
Right? I think they have the biggest run differential in all of baseball right now.
Well, I mean, PCA should be more of an MVP candidate, 100%. But it's the Ohtani Invitational.
Right. But they're a good team. And so if the Yankees lose two out of three to the Cubs, it's just you lose to a good team.
Mm-hmm.
It's interleague. It doesn't matter. It's also interleague with the Royals, but for the Mets. But the Mets, on paper and in theory, are a better team than the Royals.
Yeah, Royals is hashtag they stink.
I mean, they're sub 500 right now.
Yes. And that's the other thing. The Orioles have played better.
Right.
But the Orioles and Royals to end your All-Star break, you were licking your chops as a Met fan.
Right. You're right. You were supposed to beat those teams. To win those series. And they've already lost the first one, so they have to win this one.
Absolutely. 888-808-1019. Victor in Harlem. Victor, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Real quick on the Fab Four thing. I think the worst thing about the argument is that Nimmo does not deserve to be in the same sentence as those three other guys.
Victor,
he's like Yoko Ono. He's like Yoko Ono to the Beatles. But anyway, I think that the Mets definitely need a bigger series, more important series for them this week. And here's why. Naya and Senga are coming back, right?
Right.
Probably the 1-2 of the Mets rotation. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing for me is they need to start and they need to leave that game healthy. I mean, Senga has a history of having injury problems throughout his early career.
Right.
And then Minaya was just signed to be that big ace. So I do agree with you, Tiki. I believe you said it earlier. Those two guys need to have solid performances. And like what you guys said, this road trip, both teams under 500.
Right.
You had to walk out of here four wins, two losses at the very least.
Right.
They need to go in there and at least win this series. Thanks, guys. Have
right.
a good weekend.
Appreciate you, Victor. Have a good weekend. No, he's right. I mean, that's what everybody thought. 4-2.
Yep.
4-2 is what you want. maybe if you get 3-3, it's all right, depending on what they look like. But the way that they lost the doubleheader yesterday just gives you a horrible taste. And so this Royals series is enormous right now going into the break, especially considering who's coming back for you. Now, that creates the question, though, is you got two guys who haven't pitched in a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Manaea is obviously more of the concern. Kasenga is only, whatever it was, a month, he was out.
That was a month. That was a quick month.
It wasn't the entire start of the season, like Sean Manaea.
Yeah.
So you have these two guys who you're expecting to be huge contributors for you. You need to see them perform well before they get this break before the All-Star game.
And Sunday, I would say this too, with Clay Holmes pitching, which we alluded to, five-inning pitcher now, and Manaea piggybacking, whatever order they decide to pitch those guys in, I'm throwing out the Met bullpen problems, right? Like, whatever, I would be approaching the next 2 days with the Mets, hey, whatever you got to do with the bullpen, go with it. I'm assuming I'm getting 8 of my 9 innings on Sunday from both Holmes and Manaea. I actually think that would be a major disappointment to lose that game, to be able to throw both of those guys end of the first half of the season and not have to worry about the rest of my pen.
Right.
You know, you're not bringing back Manaea to throw him one inning. He's going to pitch 3 innings in that game.
He better,
right? So to me, I think now we're really boiling it down to individual games. Important tonight, Yankees. If you're going to take one from the Cubs, bullpen game. Sunday, you have Holmes and Manaea pitching.
Right.
Figure out a way. Carry on.
Go ahead.
Matt, clean it up. Matt?
Say that again?
Yeah, you just got to clean it up, man. What's going on?
My bad. Sorry. I never thought anyone could make me miss Evan so much. It's unbelievable.
Why? Why do you miss Evan so
much? Dude, the anti-Met shtick is just getting a little bit old. It's like everything that comes out of your mouth, you find a way to, like, I don't know, take a little needling stab in the back of Mets fans, and it's just like...
But you're a Mets fan.
It's getting old.
But you're a Mets fan.
It's so old.
Matt, I don't want to hang up on you. Where have I been anti-Met this week?
This week?
Is that a joke?
No, I'm serious.
A little stab here or there.
Oh, I've been poking fun at Tommy with the Soto stuff, but I was also truthful. I didn't say anything that wasn't wrong.
So it must be subconscious because it's like you can't help yourself. You really can't. Every time you speak about anything, it's like, oh, I gotta throw a little Mets jab in there at the end of this. Like, you could be talking about the Rangers, and somehow the Mets will get brought into it. It's getting old.
I actually like the Mets, Matt. I'm sorry to break it to you. I think that's more subconscious with you. If anybody on this show throws subconscious stuff, it's Evan with his, I'm from the Yankees here, huh?
Evan's the master of it. The IBO when he's not, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Exactly.
But to Matt's point, you take digs at the Mets a lot. They have that great win the other night, and you bring up things that were bad about the game.
I bring up the good and the bad for all the teams. I see things very level headed.
Well, not
it's
not,
all in the eye of the beholder.
You clutch your pearls when it comes to our football team. I mean, you just literally like
the Giants.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
It's gonna
be a rough year too because your boy Russell Wilson and Dart. It's gonna be a rough year for you.
Remind me again. There's four of us on the show.
Yeah.
We gave record predictions last year. Mm. Who picked the Giants for the worst record of the four of us last year?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Were you close?
It was me.
Yeah, you were closest. By the way, SNY. Thank you for a fantastic week without Evan Roberts. Thank you for the Dunkin' Donuts people as well for the Evan Roberts donuts that we got today. Baseball night in New York is coming up next. Brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
We'll see you next week, SMY. Tom and Chatham. Tom, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to kind of put an end to the Fab Four, the Beatles.
Tom, I'm going to let you do it, but you're the fifth caller, I think, in the last 2 hours to call on this and go, I want to put an end to this.
That's right.
Okay, I apologize for that. But you know, I'm not here to, like, bash you guys at all. I mean, who cares? Like, you're different generations. I'm an older guy. I'm 56. Beatles are my favorite band, whatever, but they are before my time, but still.
Real original,
but
Tom.
I'm not here to...
Did you call them the Fab Four?
Listen. This is my point. Absolutely. And to this day, they're called the Fab Four all the time. That's all I wanted to say. Like, you guys just don't know that. Maybe you're Beatles fans, you like them. I get that. But you kind of listen from afar.
Well,
if you're listening to the Beatles channel or watching anything about them.
It's not my error,
or watching
dude.
Anything about them. Huh?
It's not my error. I mean, I appreciate their music. I appreciate their songs.
Saying, people are coming.
Tom.
No, I get it. I get it, guys. That's why I'm not bashing.
And by the way, we weren't even saying that the Beatles are not the Fab Four. I think that's what people are misconstruing. They think we're saying, oh, you're not acknowledging the Beatles as the Fab Four. Because they are the Fab Four. It's just not how I refer to them.
Tom also,
and I think most sports fans, when they hear Fab anything, they think of the Fab Five in Michigan.
And Tom didn't know this, but he made our point.
Yes.
Tom said, you guys might be Beatles fans, but you're Beatles fans from afar, so you weren't aware of the Fab Four wasn't first to come to your mind when you saw the Fab thing.
Yes.
You're right, Tom, exactly. Which is our argument that a lot of people who were not really alive during the big Beatles generation.
Or Beatle fans up close.
Up close, who like their music, don't hear it commonly referred to as the Fab Four, when yes. In fact, you don't have to be a Michigan basketball fan for somebody to bring up Michigan basketball, Chris Webber, Juwan Howard, and immediately pops in your mind two things. Fab Five, calling a timeout with no timeouts.
That's right.
That is the point.
Tell me about 91 Michigan basketball. Oh, the Fab Five? Tell me about the singers of Abbey Road or Yellow or what is
Yellow
that?
Submarine.
Yellow Submarine or whatever all their great tunes are. They're going to say the Beatles.
Exactly.
They're not going to say, oh, the Fab Four.
Nobody.
You're hearing us incorrectly. That's the problem.
Exactly. Nobody is denying that they were called the Fab Four. All it takes is a little. Everybody goes, oh, Google it. Yeah, we Googled it. Okay? And maybe Steve Cohen meant that. But the idea to rag on Evan Roberts or anybody who made that reference, the majority of Steve Cohen's Met fans that saw that and saw it in real time, hopefully if they've been listening to the fan all day, they know now it was a Beatle reference, thought to themselves, here comes the Michigan reference again that has become lazy in sports society. That's all. That's all. How hard this is.
And you guys got on me for implying that Steve Cohen still has a flip phone. Guy's making 60-year-old references on Twitter. That'll get people out to the park. I mean, can we, get to this century, please? If that's what he meant. I'm sorry to Big Mac, who's still yelling at me on Twitter here. He's lecturing me. You know, lay down your sword, Big Mac. You're wrong. Take the L. This is why WFAN Reddit loves Big Mac, though. He knows the Beatles.
It's an unfortunate... You know what? And Chris spent all that time with Mike Francesa. He's very big, and I never said that. I'm not wrong.
Bro,
you know.
I feel like Mike is texting me. I'm hearing Mike's voice when Mac is texting me. You lost.
I'm looking at their Wikipedia page right now. I mean, look.
This is a weekend-long thing, fatigue down the shore.
It probably is. But
get Snooki's opinion on it.
I have yet see the Fab Four. I've yet to see it. I know they're from Liverpool, England, which is great because I'm a Liverpool fan. I do not see anywhere on their wiki page Fab Four.
Don't see it. Don't see it. And it's fine.
And I'm sure it's here somewhere because it's massive, this page, because of all of their amazing hits, Eleanor Rigby, etc. But I don't see Fab Four.
You know how else you know we won, Tiki?
How?
Because today, at this happy hour, 5 o'clock approaching 6 o'clock Eastern time, a big Yankee game tonight. And I know Chris McBottom, a friend from a long time, he does Friday night martinis. He makes his own blue cheese olives. It's a whole thing.
Wow. Man of my own heart.
Sean, Tiki, Tommy should be the last thing on Chris McBottom's mind on a day he gets to go back and go, you know what? For 2 days, I did a damn impressive job hosting the morning show on WFAN with Jerry Recco.
Right.
And instead, he's caught up texting me and Tommy going on 10 hours to argue the Beatles versus Michigan. Chris, we win.
All right.
888-808-101.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.